I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. What is your advice on this, or what do you think about that? Well, listen, we could think and advise and consider and look at and write down and plan and strategize things forever, but until you get in the game, you won't know anything about the game.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. What's better than being tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when you have not yet achieved the results you expected to achieve? There's nothing better than that. And let me tell you something else. You get a bonus. You get more than that. You get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast. Yeah, we put it all together. The mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations. Congratulate yourself on being here today, because today's topic is, if you want to play, you got to be in the game. Did you know that? That if you want to play, you got to be in the game. You can't play basketball without getting into a game of basketball. You can't play business without offering a product or providing a service and getting yourself a client or a customer, somebody who's going to pay in exchange for your product or service. If you want to play, you got to get in the game. But you got to understand that getting in the game, you're in the game. And it ain't always going to be easy, but you got to be in the game if you're going to play. All right, so anything you're thinking about getting into, people come to me and tell me, well, I'm thinking about doing this, or I was considering this, or what is your advice on this, or what do you think about that? Well, listen, we could think and advise and consider and look at and write down and plan and strategize things forever, but until you get in the game, you won't know anything about the game. You got to get in the game if you want to play. If you want all these things to happen, if you want to make this thing, you want to make these results, you want to help these people out, you got to start playing in order to get in the game. Or you got to get in the game if you want to start playing. That's the better way to say it. Let me explain exactly what I mean. Point number one, they say in life that you only lose when you quit. You ever heard that saying? You can only lose if you quit. But let me tell you, there's another way to lose. All right, there's more than one way to lose. Yes, you can lose if you quit, but the other way that you lose is that if you stay on the edge of the pool and you never jump in the first place, you lose then too. And let's say you go through your whole life and you didn't play. Let's say somebody gets in their life, they decide they want to be a great businessman. So they start a business and the business fails. They run out of money and they got to shut their business down. They decide, I'm never starting another business again. Well, they quit because they decided that they wanted to. They said they wanted to be a great business person. The first one fails and they never tried again. They quit. They lost, right? They're a loser because they decided to quit on their thing just because it didn't work out the first time. They could have listened to the Work On Your Game podcast and got their mental toughness up, but that's a different story. But here's another person who they decided they wanted to be a great businessman too. But what they did is they watched when the first person went and started their business, and they watched that business fail, and they said, uh-oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. I wasn't thinking of doing something similar to that, but they failed, so I better not do that. Let me think of something else. And they go thinking of other things, and they go listen to a podcast on it. Now, then they find that there are 3 YouTube channels to talk about starting a business. Then they find that there are 10 online courses they can take about starting a business. Then they find that there's a book that they can read about starting a business. But then that book references 3 more books. And each of those books reference 27 other books. And those books are referencing things. And they're gathering all this information before they know it. They die. They get hit by a bus because they're walking across the street reading Twitter on their phone without looking up in the street. They get hit by a bus and they die. Well, they lost too. Not because they got hit by the bus. They lost because they never jumped in the pool. They never got in the game. They were thinking about getting in the game. They planned on getting in the game. They strategized to get in the game. They even invested in themselves to get in the game, yet they never actually played. See, you also lose if you stand at the edge of the pool. See, somebody could jump in the pool, decide the water's too deep or the water's too cold, jump out of the pool and say, you know what, I'm going to just go sit in the jacuzzi and chill and talk to the girls because I don't feel like learning how to swim today. They lose because they quit. But you also lose if you never even jump in the pool in the first place. That's even worse if you never even get in the game. So you got to get in the pool in order to learn how to swim. Yeah, you might drown. Yeah, you might make yourself look bad. Yeah, it might mess up your hair. Yeah, you might have to take a shower after. Yeah, your eyes might burn, depending on what kind of chlorine they got in the pool. But you can't play the game unless you get on the court. You can't be a player unless you get in the game. Wherever the game is, you got to jump in at some point. Yes, get the information, learn from other people, watch people who came before you, know what you're doing at least as much as you can before you get involved. All the things, all the precautions you feel like you need to take, go ahead and take those precautions. Just know, until you actually get in the game, you are not a player. Point number 2, today's topic is if you want to play, you got to get in the game. Eventually, ladies and gentlemen, I just said this, you got to jump in the pool. Eventually, you got to jump in. The 10% rule is, you remember the 10% rule that I talked about here? Is that you only need 10% of the information before you take action. 10%. When I decided, you heard my interview with Donna St. Louis. When I decided that I wanted to get into professional speaking before I met Donna, I started just going around finding it. I saw there was an event that was happening in Miami. I just sent an email. I found an email just at the event, and I just emailed the guy. I said, this is who I am. I want to speak at your event. What is it going on? What's the process? What I got to do? And start talking to this individual. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't end up speaking at that event, but I jumped in. I only had 10% of the information. I had 0%. The information that I had was just something that came to me, just a common sense thought to me. Well, okay, if I'm going to speak somewhere, where am I going to speak? I'm going to speak at an event. Okay, let's find an event. Let me go see what's going on at these events and see what happens. That would have been my whole strategy. If I had never met Donna, I would have kept doing that until I got more and more information and figured it out. Eventually, you got to jump in. You only need 10% of the information. Whatever you consider is all the information, you only need 10% of it for you to actually start. When you got enough information that you can take an action, one action, go ahead and take that action because you'll learn something in taking that action. And it'll probably lead you to another thing to do and another thing to do and another thing. You don't need to know so much before you start. You will learn things as you go. But here's the thing. You can't learn things as you go unless you actually go. If you're not going, you can't learn anything. You can read all you want and do simulations and watch other people drive a car, but until you get behind the wheel of a vehicle, you won't really know how to drive a car. I don't care how many books you read on it. Until you get behind that wheel, you won't know a damn thing about driving a car. You got to get in there and actually go before you actually learn. Before you learn anything, you could get to the point that you could do it on your own and maybe teach somebody else. Now, is it possible you could crash that car? Absolutely. Is it possible you can get yourself hurt in that car? Absolutely. Is it possible you could drive whoever's car that is crazy because they're sitting in the passenger seat and they're unconsciously moving their foot to the brake pedal when they're in the passenger seat? My dad did that when I was learning how to drive. Yes, all of that's going to happen. But guess what? You cannot learn until you go. You got to get in the driver's seat in order to actually learn. You can read, watch, study, and listen all you want. You don't know a damn thing until you start going. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality. If you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30 days to discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is if you want to play, you must get in the game. If you want bigger rewards for whatever it is you're doing right now, or maybe you want bigger rewards for something that you haven't even started doing. If you want your rewards to be bigger, that means your pay, the attention you get, the fans you have, the admiration, the love, whatever it is that you consider to be an award. Maybe it's all of that reward. Maybe it's all of that. You must place yourself in the path of those rewards. I mean, that just makes sense, right? I mean, if you want to make $1 million in sales, you got to make $1 million worth of sales calls. How are you going to make $1 million in sales, but you only make $10,000 worth of sales calls? That means if everybody you called, if everybody said yes, how much money would you make? $10,000. So how the hell are you going to make $1 million if you're not even calling $1 million worth of people? That don't even make sense. Unless you're going to raise the price of what you're offering, you got to be doing the work, taking the efforts that match up to the outcome that you want. And then you got to factor in the fact that you're not perfect. So if you're making $1 million worth of sales calls, you're probably not going to make exactly $1 million because you're not a perfect person and the people you deal with ain't perfect. They might not even be there to answer the phone when you call them. So how are you going to sell anything to them? You can't. They don't even know you're there. Maybe you're 10% good. Maybe you only get 10% of it right. That's okay. All you got to do is make $10 million worth of calls. You can make $1 million worth of sales. You understand what I'm saying? If you can only convert one person to agree with you, that means you need to call 10 of them in order to get that one person. You can only convert one out of every 10. You need to call 10. If you need 20 people to agree, you need to call 200. You understand what I'm saying? You need 1 million people to agree. You need to call 10 million. You got to put yourself in the path of the rewards that you want. For example, there are freelancers out there who will say, you know, I'm giving more than I paid for in terms of my business. I give more in value than what I'm actually getting paid for in money, but they won't raise their prices. So I'm like, okay, well, what's the problem here? Is the problem that you're giving more than you're getting, or is the problem that you're giving more than you're asking for? Because those are two different things. What you get is what somebody gives you. What you ask for is what you're demanding. Not necessarily demanding like, hey, give it to me. But when you ask for it, you're putting yourself in the line of the reward that you want. Listen, if you want to make $1,000 an hour, you got to charge $1,000 an hour. You can't charge $50 an hour and then complain that you're not making $250 an hour. Right? You got to put yourself in the line of the rewards that you want. An athlete will say to me, well, I want to play college basketball, but they haven't filled out a single college application. How the hell are you going to play college basketball? You're not enrolled in a college. You got to put yourself in the line of what you want. Musician says they want to win a Grammy Award, but they don't have any studio time scheduled. Well, how are you going to win a Grammy Award with no studio time? You got to go to the studio to record something that sounds good enough that the Grammy committee will vote for you or whatever their process is. They got to hear the music first. How are you going to make it? You ain't got no studio time scheduled. Put yourself in the line of the results that you want. Lil Wayne, there was a song on Drake had an album called If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. He had a song called Star 67. And at the beginning of the song, you hear Lil Wayne talking. And one of the things Lil Wayne is saying, he was like, listen, when I go to the studio, I'm not even going to the studio until I have a situation. And he explained what he meant by a situation. He said, I got to have my lyrics ready. I got to know what the beat is I'm rapping over. I got to know who's going to be on the hook of the song. I got to know who the producer is. Listen, if I don't have all of that stuff ready, I'm not even going in the studio. So if you, whoever he was talking to, if you're going to go in the studio, you got to have all this stuff ready. You got to be prepared to go in there and do what you claim you want to do. If you want to win an award, you better have written some music. If you want to get some clients, you better have a service to offer. If you want to sell a product, then you better have it ready. You better know what the price is. You better know what the pain points of the people you're selling to are and the virtues of your product or service so they can actually agree with you and buy it. How are you going to get people to buy stuff from you online? You don't have a website. You don't have e-commerce set up. You don't have a merchant account. You don't have a bank account to actually send the money to. How are you going to do these things? You must align yourself with the rewards that you want. Place yourself in the path of the rewards you expect to receive. This is part of, as we recap, playing to get in the game. If you want to play, you got to be in the game. Putting yourself in the position to win. Number one, they say you only lose in life when you quit. Well, you also lose if you stay on the edge of the pool, at the edge of the game, standing on the sideline, watching the game on TV, and you never actually jump into the game. You also lose there because you wanted to get in, but you never actually did. Number two, eventually in life, at some point in life, every single one of you, you will have to jump in that pool. Whether you want to, whether you're scared, it's cold, you're embarrassed, you don't like taking your shirt off in front of people, whatever it is, eventually you got to jump in the pool. The 10% rule is you only need 10% of the information in order to take action. I made up that rule. Quote me on that rule. If you got 10% of the information, you can take action. Because when you do something, now you'll have 11 and 12 and 15 and 18 and 27% of the information. But you got to do something to get the knowledge. We call it activity knowledge. But you got to go to get it. Number three, if you want bigger rewards in life, you must place yourself in the path of those rewards. If you want people to pay you more money for your services, you got to charge more money for your services. Not just keep doing it for the same price you've been doing it and complain that you're giving more than you're getting. What sense does that make? You got to raise the price if you want to make more money. How are you going to get the money once you raise the price? How are you going to deal with people's objections? You got to know what you're going to do to deal with those things. An athlete say they want to play college ball. They ain't filled out an application. They ain't talked to a coach. They haven't worked on their game. Not even good enough to play college basketball, but talking about they want to play college ball. It sounds good, but are you doing things to put yourself in line with it? Musician says, like Wayne said, I'm not going in the studio till I got a situation. I got all my rhymes ready. I got the beat ready. I know who's going to be on the hook. I know who's producing it. Listen, I'm not wasting time because I know what I want my outcome to be. I'm putting myself in the line of that outcome. Doesn't mean he's going to bat 1,000, but it means he's putting himself in position to get it. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.